Nolte, Donald Trump's job approval rebounds to 52%, just 46% disapprove. By John Nolte on September 16, 2020. President Donald Trump's job approval number in the latest Rasmussen polling jumped to 52% approve and 46% disapprove on Wednesday. This is his best overall showing in about a year. While Rasmussen had Trump at 52% approval last week, his disapproval rating was up to 48 and 49%. This put him above water by only 3 or 4 points. Today's poll put him above water by 6 points. A good faith search of the poll's history shows this is the best disapproval number for Trump yet. In this same poll, on this same point in his failed presidency, Barack Obama had just a 50% approval rating. The Rasmussen poll is not alone in showing a strong rebound for the president. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump sits at 45.1% average approval and 53.7% disapproval. 2 months ago, his approval number had cratered to just 41%, while his disapproval number hit 56%. With just 48 days before the election, the national and state polls also appear to be tightening. Red states once considered up for grabs, like Georgia and Texas, have returned to the fold, while battleground states that looked out of reach are moving into the margin of error. Looking at the state and national polls, you would still much rather be Biden than Trump. But a look at the ground game and enthusiasm, not to mention the all-important trends, means you'd much rather be Trump. The most interesting part of this is that the fake news media's lies about Trump bad-mouthing dead Marines appear to have done nothing to help Biden or hurt Trump's momentum. I bet it did plenty, though, to further disgust the American public with the appallingly dishonest national political media we're saddled with. After all, the Marine lie was a full-frontal, coordinated assault of lies waged by the Democrat Party, Hollywood, the corporate media, and left-leaning veterans groups, and it still failed. Another positive sign these scumbags have lost their ability to move the needle. And while the corrupt media are doing their best to ignore and/or downplay Trump's historical triumphs in the Middle East, thanks to new media, the news is still getting out. With a little over 6 weeks and 3 presidential debates to go, and with Joe Biden looking more enfeebled and unsteady by the day, we have a real presidential race on our hands. The media is going to get even more evil and misleading as we close in on Election Day. But how can they not be demoralized by the failure of that all-out fake news assault from the far-left Atlantic? No one's listening to the corporate media anymore, except those who enjoy being lied to. People waking up to the media's craven dishonesty are the best hope Trump has. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.